This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So what would you consider a good day worth of work? Imagine if every day you earned a home in the most prized neighborhood in the world. What is the real estate of Jannah worth to you right now? So as we said, the first genre of homes in paradise are those that are built with sabr, with patience. And they are the best ones, just like the homes that are mentioned for Asiya alayha salam, Khadija radiallahu anha, and Ibadur Rahman, the servants of the most merciful. The second genre of homes are the ones that are built with specific good deeds. And so we're going to break down these good deeds, inshallah ta'ala, into 10. And the first five actually have to do with deeds that surround ibadah, that are acts of worship. So the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever builds a masjid for Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build for them a home in paradise. So basically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repays the favor. You build his home here, even though he doesn't need you to increase his kingdom, and he builds your home there, and you have no kingdom without the King of all kings. And while building an entire masjid is impossible for most, even a small spot of a masjid here can turn out as a palace for you there in Jannah. The second one is whoever prays 12 extra rak'ahs a day. And the connotation here is that a person prays these 12 rak'ahs in their home, because the Prophet ﷺ generally used to pray his sunnahs at home. So your sunnahs at home and a home in paradise in return. The Prophet ﷺ said though, in the broadest sense, whoever prays 12 rak'ahs for the sake of Allah, apart from the fard, apart from the obligatory prayers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build a home in paradise for that person. And of course, the most beautiful 12 rak'ahs that you could pray are the ones that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was most consistent with. So he would pray sallallahu alaihi wasallam 2 before Fajr, 4 before Dhuhr, 2 after Dhuhr, 2 after Maghrib, and 2 after Isha. But the reward here in this hadith isn't actually restricted to just those 12. Now, if you think about what stops us from praying sunnah, usually a person would say, maybe I'm busy and I just can't really allot that much time for it. And sometimes it feels like we can barely even get the fard in. We can barely even get the obligatory prayers in because we've got work to do. But think of it this way. Is a good day's work in this dunya, building an entire home, like, would that be a salary that you're pleased with if you came home every day and you had a new home? What about building a home in Jannah? And subhanAllah, the hardest sunnah to pray is the one in the middle of the workday. And there's so much more reward to it. We also have another narration which shows the breadth of this reward. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever prays the 4 rak'ahs of Ishraq, of sunrise, and then 4 rak'ahs before the Dhuhr Salah, Allah will build for him a house in paradise. So those are the sunnah prayers. The next one is so easy and it can be done at any time of the day. The Prophet ﷺ said, man qara'a qul huwallahu ahad, whoever reads qul huwallahu ahad 10 times, banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build that person a home in Jannah. Subhanallah, the reward of this surah, which is the surah that elaborates on the key to Jannah, which is kalimatul ikhlas, the statement of sincerity. La ilaha illallah. Qul huwallahu ahad is basically an elaboration of la ilaha illallah. And you read the surah 10 times, and it's not something that you can only do once a day. And it could be done in a couple of minutes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds you a palace in Jannah. So what if you read it 20 or 30 or 40 times a day? Then the Prophet ﷺ mentioned the dua before sleep. And there are a few du'as before we go to sleep, but this one is specific to the reward. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever does wudu and then goes to sleep on their right side and says, Allahumma aslamtu nafsi ilayk wa fawwadtu amri ilayk wa wajjahtu wajhi ilayk wa alja'tu dhahri ilayk raghbatan wa rahbatan ilayk. O Allah, I submit myself to you. I entrust my affairs to you. I turn my face to you and I lay myself down depending upon you, hoping in you and fearing in you. La malja'a wa la manja minka illa ilayk. Amantu bi kitabika alladhi anzalt wa bi nabiyyika alladhi arsalt. There is no refuge and no escape from you except to you. I believe in your book, the Quran that you revealed, and I believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you have sent. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever says this before sleeping, in one narration he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this person dies on the fitrah, they die on their natural disposition. In another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a home will be built for that person in paradise. The gem here is that you are saying there is no refuge or shelter from you, O Allah, except to you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you shelter in the form of what? A palace in paradise. What a great shelter to have, subhanAllah, from the storm of this dunya. Now the last of this genre is a form of dhikr that you would say when entering into the suq or any marketplace. So even if you're logging on to like an online marketplace, say this dua. You never know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might give you the reward. The Prophet ﷺ said that whoever enters into the suq and says, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, yuhyi wa yumit, wa huwa hayyun la yamut, biyadihi al-khayr, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. That none has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone. He has no partner. To him belongs all sovereignty and praise. He gives life and causes death, and he is ever living and does not die. In his hand is all good, and he has power over all things. The Prophet ﷺ said, Allah will wipe a million sins from his record and grant him a million good deeds and elevate him by a million degrees. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build for that person a home in paradise. Ask yourself, what would you buy in the marketplace more precious than that home in paradise? So remember the dua next time you go shopping. So these are the first five deeds that build a home in paradise. And they're in the realm of dua and dhikr, acts of worship and remembrance. The next set of deeds surround a deep transformation of character through worship. Now, if you remember the description of those who have a high place in paradise, they are ibadur rahman, the servants of the most merciful. They are people of both exceptional worship and character. This group of people is able to bear the difficulties that come with dealing with people in this world precisely because of how deeply connected they are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ibadur rahman have a special place from ar-Rahman. They are servants of the most merciful who will be rewarded generously by the most merciful. Ulaika yujzawna al-ghurfata bima sabaru. They will be rewarded with high dwellings because of their patience. So recall the verses in Surah Al-Furqan about them, and then the narration of Abu Malik al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, when he said that the Prophet ﷺ said that there are dwellings in paradise, the inner of which is seen from the outside, and the outside from inside. Who are they for, Ya Rasulullah? The Prophet ﷺ said, Allah has prepared them for the one who feeds the poor, the one who fasts consistently, the one who prays at night when other people are sleeping. So these are people of prayer, fasting, and charity that ignore the harms of the people of this world, fearing the harm of the hereafter, and seeking its highest reward. But if you break them down into categories, the first category that is here is the one who feeds the poor. And this is the practice of shukr, the practice of gratitude. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Afshu salam wa at'imu ta'am," spread salam and feed the people. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, the one who fasts consistently. And this is the practice of sabr, of patience. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned a special gate in paradise for those who fast and a huge distance of a journey of 70 years placed between you and hellfire for every day that you fast. So the more distant you are from hellfire, the higher you are in paradise. Then he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one who prays at night while others sleep. And this is the practice of ihsan, of excellence. Now this is at the core of it. This is what gives you the strength and sincerity to continue. It's standing up at night in the privacy of your home, connecting to your Lord. Tahajjud is where the Jannah of the heart is. And now tahajjud gets you a literal palace in Jannah. Now in another narration, the Prophet ﷺ also said, I guarantee a home in the outskirts of paradise, the suburbs of paradise, for the one who avoids arguing even when they are right. And this is the practice of hilm, forbearance. You know, it takes so much to restrain yourself in an argument, especially when you know you can win the argument, but you choose to be patient with people and win a home in paradise instead of winning the argument. Then he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a home in the middle of paradise for the one who avoids lying even when joking. And this is the practice of wara, being cautious. You know, truthfulness is the highest virtue, and you don't want to sacrifice your place in paradise, as the Prophet ﷺ said, that truthfulness leads to Jannah. And here, specifically, being truthful, even when it's convenient to not be truthful, grants you a home in paradise. And in summary of it all, and it's not just one quality, the Prophet ﷺ said, and I guarantee a home in the highest part of paradise for the one who excels in character. Because if you are seeking to excel in your character, Allah is going to unlock all of these good qualities for you. And the Prophet ﷺ, who excelled in every good quality, said that the closest to me in Jannah are the people with the best character. So when you excel in your character, you don't just build a beautiful home for yourself, you also guarantee the most beautiful neighbor in Jannah that you could possibly have.
يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي.